on the next episode with Antonio. Thank you, keysforkids.org, for this daily devotional. Stick with me. Part 1. Read Psalm 23 and 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 through 7. Mel peeked out of her room to see if Owen's door was still shut. It was. All she saw was the array of homemade stickers plastered over it. The door was closed a lot lately, and Mel sighed. She wished Owen would play with her and tease her for the silly-looking people she drew. "Dinner's ready," Mom's voice started with Mel, but she grinned when she smelled her favorite chicken and pasta. At dinner, Mel glanced over at Owen's empty chair. "Mom, Owen's been acting strange. He rarely sits with us, and he hasn't wanted to hang out with me ever since." The words tumbled out of her mouth. "You're right," Mom said after a sigh. "Owen hasn't been feeling good lately." "Is he sick? Does he need a doctor?" "Well, it's his mind, not his body," Mom explained. "His doctor calls it depression. This sort of sickness can make it really hard to do the things you love, or even be with the people you love." Mel was silent for a moment and traced her fork through the pasta sauce. "Is there literally anything we can do? I just feel helpless." Mom put her hands around Mel's. "Even though Owen is hurting, Jesus is with him and wants to comfort him. He died for Owen and understands what he's going through. And he promises to be with him through it. We can remind Owen that he's not alone and that Jesus loves him with all his heart. I've been sitting with him in his room while he eats dinner." "Do you want to bring up his plate tonight?" While Mel dished up some food for her brother, she had an amazing idea. She got to work before knocking on Owen's door. He opened it, wearing his basketball hoodie. I brought dinner and this." Mel held out the sticker she'd made. It was her own mom, and Jesus giving Owen a hug with the words, "We love you." Owen laughed and Mel smiled. "Isn't that supposed to be me?" he asked, pointing the middle stick figure. Mel didn't get a chance to respond because Owen pulled her into a hug. Then he stuck her drawing on the inside of his door and said, "This way I can see it, and I'll be reminded that I'm not alone. Jesus sticks with us." Key verse. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23 verse 4. Do you know someone who may be struggling in a way similar to Owen? Maybe they've been acting distant and detached from how they usually are. Or perhaps you've been feeling that way yourself. If you think you or anyone else might be struggling with depression, talk to a family member, teacher, or other trusted adult. Then trust Jesus to be with you in your struggles and to help you love and comfort others.